Carol, how are you?
I'm good, Tony. Thank you.
Were you on the island for the Mackinac Policy Conference?
Yes, I was.
I'm sorry I missed you. We would have loved to have had you on the radio program. Tell folks what the Skillman Foundation does.
The Skillman Foundation is really a children's fund. We are a private foundation, and we support efforts to improve the lives of children by strengthening their schools and their neighborhoods.
And you do that with a lot of money, don't you?
Well, we our endowment is about 400 and plus million. We give away, this year we'll give away somewhere around $17 million in Detroit.
I ask this question a lot, and I'm going to ask you before we start diving into Governor Snyder's proposal to help the worst schools in the state. Why is it that the Detroit's troubled schools have been troubled for so long?
Well, I think that there are a couple of things. One is that over the past 6 years at least, we've just not had enough stability and that would allow for quality and innovation to take place. So that's one thing. The second thing is that Detroit Public Schools has been losing children over a period of time to other school settings. Some people moving out of the city, some parents making decisions about charter schools or private schools for their kids. And so they've consistently lost children, which means that they've lost funding and dollars to support quality education. And finally, Detroit Public Schools, and I'm a Detroit Public School graduate, but Detroit Public Schools have been organized around our manufacturing sector and particularly the automobile industry. So many graduates would leave Detroit Public Schools and go and work in an automobile plant. The jobs that were available years ago for high school graduates, or even those who hadn't graduated from high school, just aren't there anymore.
Carol, from what you know, out of every dollar, how much of that money goes directly to the classroom for classroom instruction?
So the last reports that we've seen is that it's been about 50%.
What should it be?
Well, we'd like to see it really high, and the governor's talking about 90%, but the national average is about 65%. I think Detroit could do better if there is more autonomy at the school building. But nationally, about 65% of every school dollar goes into the classroom.
And how much does that money equate into students learning?
Well, we hope it should equate into, 80-85% of student learning. Because the focus in the schools that we've been supporting in the city of Detroit, the focus really should be on rigor. And there are schools that are in Detroit that are really doing a very excellent job educating kids. And so we know what models work. We know that if there's a good principal and he's focused on teaching and learning, he supports the teachers, he's got quality teachers and a rigorous curriculum and parents that support those activities, we know that we have better outcomes for children.
Unions and administrative officials will tell you that they feel that the funding that goes to pay everything that they do, including their salaries and benefits or whatever, is money that is well spent, and that money is being cut. And I just wanted to get your response to that. Obviously, we're at 50%. The national average is at 65%. There's a challenge there.
Well, yeah, there is a challenge. And the more autonomy that you have at the school building level, the more dollars that can actually go into the classroom to support education. So the central office structure that currently exist or have existed in the past, that the plan is that that would be significantly reduced. So I think we need to recruit the best teachers and the best school leaders, principals, and they should get a really good salary, but it should be all focused around the needs of children.
We're talking with Carol Goss, the president of the Skillman Foundation, on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Under Governor Rick Snyder's new school plan, the structure for failing DPS schools, as well as other school districts throughout the state, would be placed under a new authority. Principals and teachers would be given autonomy to improve those schools. Bond and foundation monies would retire the school district's $327 million deficit. Qualifying DPS students would have 2 years of college paid, and a 1 year of planning period would be needed to obtain the legislative approvals to raise the money. How do you like this plan? What do you like about it? What don't you like?
So I really like the plan. And I think that that this plan presents the best opportunity to achieve stability in the district for all children. Now, there are a lot of details that are yet to be developed, and that's part of the planning process over a year. So how some of these things get funded, particularly the promise of college scholarships. I think that there's still some details that have yet to be developed. But I think the most important thing is that as a community, that we finally will really focus on education and the importance of education and getting kids into college. And that's every child. That should be the goal for every child. If you were on Mackinac, you heard Jeff Canada talk about his work at the Harlem Children's Zone. And even if the child doesn't go to college, they all start off with that's the goal. You're going to be prepared to go to college. So I think the plan allows the best opportunity for us as a community to turn around our educational outcomes. And you know what, Tony? I just don't believe that we have any choices now. We have to face the brutal facts that we don't have enough children that are reading at third grade when they're in the third grade. We don't have enough children prepared for high school, and we are not graduating young people prepared for college.
You know, the one roadblock you're going to face from folks is, why should kids in Detroit get scholarships and not kids in other school districts receive the same benefit?
Well, I think that like the Kalamazoo Promise, each community has to take this on itself. And so, you know, we've been watching the Kalamazoo Promise and how attractive a college scholarship was to encouraging parents to move back into the city to repopulate Kalamazoo as a place that values education. So other school districts, other communities, they'll have to take that on too, because the college scholarship will not come out of the Detroit Public Schools. It won't even be limited to Detroit Public Schools, but it will be limited to young people who live in the city of Detroit and graduate from a school.
All right, final question for you, Carol. Why should folks outside the city of Detroit care about what happens to the schools in Detroit?
You know, we are all dependent upon each other. I just believe that. And so what happens in Detroit has an effect on other communities. We can't ignore that. Improving our educational system will strengthen our city and help our city turn around, and that will help our state become a better state, our region. So I think this is something everyone should care about. And for employers, for business, they want educated employees, and I think we will be on the right track.
One more question, if I can, Carol. I was in education for about 5 years here in Lansing, and the key challenge I saw is to educate parents, especially single parents. I come from a single parent home, on how to support their children as they go through the education process. And sometimes it's single parent homes, sometimes it's not, but there are a lot of dysfunctional parents out there or supporters of kids who are going through the education process. And this is something that can't be fixed with a workshop or a short time period. How do we educate so many of these folks over the long haul?
Well, this is truly a challenge. But as a community, we have to take it on. There's an organization in Detroit called Detroit Parent Network, and they do community outreach. They do door-to-door. They use parents to reach other parents. And there's no question about it that this is a community where parents have to be valued and have to understand how they can help their child be successful. And a lot of parents don't know how to do that. So we have to work on that. And we've been funding a couple of projects. We funded one project called Project Graduation. And it was a project where a group of parents just did outreach in the community, talking to other parents about the importance of graduation and what that could mean for their child. But it will require a very sustained level of outreach in our community. And for those children who don't have parents that are helping them, we have to find surrogates and other ways that we can help kids. Because even though a child might not have parents who are supporting them, doesn't mean that they don't deserve to be well educated. So we have to work on that and work on it really intensely.
Carol Goss is the president of the Skillman Foundation. A fascinating conversation, Carol. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me, Tony.